Hello again, you're listening to the News at One. The country takes a further step towards reopening today with a cabinet decision due this afternoon on further relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions. The changes will include a resumption of European travel from the 19th of July when the EU Green Certificate will be implemented here. However, the common travel area of Britain will not, it seems, be reopened due to concerns about the spread of the Indian variant of the virus in the UK. Indoor dining, though, is expected to resume on the 5th of July, while July will also see a return of large outdoor and some smaller indoor events. The detail is expected when the Taoiseach makes a statement later. Earlier on his way into that cabinet meeting at Dublin Castle, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, was asked whether or not he thought the advice from NPHET on reopening the country had been undermined, given the possible shortfall in vaccines.
The latest information NPHET had was that yet again we're seeing very high buy-in to the measures, which gives people a lot of comfort that as we ease the measures, people are still doing the right thing, still sticking with the measures that are in place. So no, NPHET's advice last night to us was certainly on the basis of where we're at with the vaccine programme. And remember, in terms of what may or may not happen with Janssen and AstraZeneca right now, the companies haven't been able to provide certainty. So we still may get large volumes in. Obviously, we have these batches in the US, the Janssen batches. We hope that they're approved by the FDA, approved by the EMA, and that we get them here as soon as possible.
The minister was also asked about the issue of travel to and from the United States and England.
Well, certainly, I don't want to preempt what may come out of Cabinet, but as you'll be well aware, there's been a very positive conversation last night at the COVID committee about international travel. The UK, obviously, is our closest neighbour, and we're looking very carefully about how we can facilitate travel between here and the UK, but being mindful, obviously, of the fact that we are still in the middle of a pandemic. We do have the Indian variant, and so one of the things we're looking at very closely is ensuring that the existing measures, which are quite substantive in and of themselves, are used to the maximum extent possible.
Meanwhile, the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, told reporters that there'll be three conditions to allow people to travel.
One would be if you're vaccinated. Secondly, if you can show that you've recovered from COVID. And third would be in relation to if you have a PCR test to show within a period prior to travelling. So there'll be three different mechanisms which you'll be able to avoid the quarantine. We still have quarantine systems for those who can't do that, particularly coming from countries where they'll have what you call an emergency break, where we'll have concern about the variants are the level of the spread of the vaccine of the virus. In those circumstances, we will still retain the right to have hotel quarantine just for the immediate period.